you just released your new album, Volume 1. So how did you decide that now was the right time to release your album? And can you talk about the making of the album?
I think it probably has, you know, God's plan, I think, is probably the big reason. We started the idea to do an album 35 years ago. And the idea was that we had started recording songs, or tracks anyway, for what we thought would be our album. And a little later in the year, we started working on Control with Janet.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the Control process, we thought we were done with the album. The A&R person was named John McClain.
Right.
And he came to town and he said, we played him, you know, Control and Nasty and When I Think of You and Pleasure Principle. We're thinking we're good. And he goes, I just need one more.
Uh-huh.
We said, one more. Oh, anyway, we said, nah, forget it. We go riding in the car. I think we were going to grab a bite to eat. Terry puts a cassette in and he says, listen to this, John. This is stuff for our album. And about three songs in, he goes, that song right there, that's the one I need for Janet. And we said, what are you talking about? He said, give it to Janet. If she likes it, let her have it. We're like, oh, man. So the next day we go to the studio, we put it in, we play it. She goes, who's that for? And we said, you if you want it. And she said, oh, I want it. That song became What Have You Done For Me Lately.
All right.
And basically ended our album, started her career. I guess started our career as production people, but anyway, so a few years, over the years, we kind of would, when we would work with an artist, we'd always say, hey, we're working on our own album. Would you do something for our album? They'd go, yeah, sure, great.
Right.
And then when the song would get done, they'd go, oh, no, I got to keep that for myself.
Uh-huh.
We'd go, okay, so fine. We finally got selfish a few years back. We were fortunate enough to be inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Right.
And we were standing on the red carpet and they said, what is it that you guys haven't done yet that you still want to do? And we looked over at Babyface, who was being inducted the same year
right.
as us, and we said, well, we never got around to making that record with Babyface, so we'd like to do that. And then we said, and we never got around to finishing our album, so we'd like to do that. And the third piece of that was we said we'd never toured, played
right.
you know, live, but doing our own music.
Right.
And so we've checked two of those things off now at this point. But really, that was the thing, is that between Babyface and some of the other artists, we just got selfish and just said, we want to do something for our album, and they agreed. And
right.
You know, that's kind of the long journey of how we got here, finally.
Now, most of the songs on Volume 1, are they more recent songs, or are they songs over three decades that you've been just saving and said, oh, we're going to put this out eventually?
I think if you take the aggregate of all the songs, I mean, it would span... Some are recent, and some are a little older, just conceptually.
Right.
And then we just finish them all now to make this project. So, you know, a lot of times we write songs specifically for specific artists or projects.
Right.
And these particular songs were written for these particular artists.
Okay.
So a lot of them in concept, and a lot of them just spontaneous. So, So it can be many years ago or up till recent that these songs were created.
Okay.
Yeah, the seeds of the songs many times are planted, you know, long ago. 35 years ago, we may have an idea for a song, but the actual execution of the songs are brand new.
Okay.
If that makes sense.